Stop what you're doing, because you're now tuned in to the hottest sports show on the planet.
You know who it is.
The Smith Express Sports Show, hosted by yours truly, Christopher C. Smith.
Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We back on our hottest podcast in the States right now, the Smith Express Sports Show. You feel me? Got the greatest co-host in the world, D-Will, Dominic Wilson. What's poppin', my dude?
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you having me here on the greatest show on earth. And I'm doing good, my brother.
That's what's up. So, hey, let's get straight into it, bro. Patrick Mahomes, in your opinion, break it down on how special Patrick Mahomes is and how he's been and the effect that he has on the NFL. You feel me?
Man, first of all, I have to say, out of all of the things that Patrick Mahomes has done, it just seems like he does everything right. Like Patrick Mahomes, that's why he's one of the greatest quarterbacks. In my I say right now, because my generation had Tom Brady, but right now he is the best quarterback in the NFL. And it's just because, like I said, for instance, this man he ain't even been in the league half of the time that the quarterbacks that we consider great have been, and they have been, they are in the Hall of Fame, and they got championships. He already got two championships. He already beat us. A lot of the quarterbacks that's in the Hall of Fame right now. Not to mention, this dude got two Super Bowl MVPs. The man got two regular season MVPs. The man got, man, so many accolades, so many passing yards, so many this, so many that. That dude, and he's still young. Like, this dude's only been in the league like 7 years. Like, this dude has done all of this in like 7 years as a starter. Like, that is crazy to be able to do everything that you do. And look, this man went to like 4 Super Bowls, 1, 2, like in 7 years. Just think about that. That means 4 out of the 7 years that he's been in as a starter. He's been to 4 Super Bowls. You know, that alone is the great feat to accomplish. Not even if you won any, but he has already won 2. You know how many quarterbacks have never gotten to the Super Bowl, and this dude has gotten there 4 times already right now in the 7 years he's been in the league?
Yeah, and he does this. Look, he does it effortlessly.
Effortless, like, man, effortless. I love it, brother. And, like, when I say, like, that's as great as he is on the field, like he is just as great off the field. And that's why he is so great for the NFL to have in the league, because this dude, we'll never see him in the league doing crazy stupid as of right now. And I hope we never, but as of right now, we don't ever see anything or hear anything bad about him. He's always going right. He's married. He got kids. He's you know, donating to charities. He's spending time with his family. He's doing everything right. Hanging out with his buddies and chilling. And he's just goofy. You see him on commercials having fun and, you know, with his coaches. And the man just, like I can say, he does everything right. So just as good as a person is on the field, he is his off the field. His greatest accomplishment is just being him.
That's real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, the effect that he has as well, like, you know what I'm saying? It's people that, it's quarterbacks or players in general that people rank as some of the greatest, and he's accomplished way more stats for stats. You feel
me?
So, like, how you said before, if it's all said and done, career stops, he walks away, he's still first ballot Hall of Famer easily.
Even he can leave right now before the Super Bowl starts, and he'd be going to his 5th Super Bowl. He would already be a Hall of Famer. But he wins this one, and he gets 3. And if he gets Super Bowl MVP, he'll have 3 Super Bowl MVPs. He'll have 3 rings. And he ain't even done yet. This is all
he ain't even 30.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, this dude, man, he's real. He's still young. man, this dude's got plenty of time to catch the GOAT, you know?
Yeah,
and I personally, if you ask me, I think he will. I think the man gonna end up with he's either tying with him or having more. The man is gonna be great. I think Tom Brady went to 10 Super Bowls and won 7.
That's dope, you know what I'm saying? But like Patrick Mahomes is just different. And yeah. It's like now
all he needs is 5 more to catch him.
Yeah, but I mean now I think not saying Tom Brady didn't play with some great people because he definitely did.
Oh yeah, but Tom Brady played with great defense.
Yeah, but it's like now is the quarterbacks of today's era and who Mahomes had to play against. I think like you know what I'm saying. Like he's beating some of the great quarterbacks that's also future Hall of Famers. Like yeah. Lamar Jackson, definitely a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. Jalen Hurts, future Hall of Famer. You feel me?
Yes, he will.
And it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, bro, to me, if he keeps this up, I don't see him going down spiral. I feel like, bro, he's better than Brett Favre and him.
Of course he is. To me, too.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, if he keeps it up, bro, Buddy definitely going to surpass Brady eventually, especially if he lasts as long as Brady. And what one thing that I like about the Kansas City Chiefs, bro, like, even Mahomes himself is that, like, he plays with what he has. It ain't no whole, let me get rid of him, let me bring in another great player every year. No, like they chemistry, that they vibe, that system that they work in there works for them. And it's like, I think that's one of the main reasons why they're successful to this day.
I'll tell you what, though. Tyreek Hill left and got his money. But if Tyreek didn't leave, I think he would be getting a ring this year. And in fact, I'm going to just say this on the record, and I hope he's listening. Tyreek Hill, if you're listening, man, bring your butt back to Kansas City. Man, they offense can use you. Even though they got to the Super Bowl without you, just imagine how lightning and how great their offense would be with you out there. I'm talking, man, their offense looks so good and so effortlessly with you out there. Go back to Kansas City, please. I want to see him get 7, 8 rings. Go get your rings with him. You already got your money. Man, just go back. Whatever you got to do, bro, get back on Kansas City, man.
What was he, like, where did he go, and what did he leave? How much did he leave for?
Man, this man got paid. He went to Miami. He's down there with Jalen Waddle.
Damn, what's that, two of their quarterback?
Yep, two of their quarterback. Two are good, though. Don't get me wrong. He ain't no Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like what, and it was over 100 mil, or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he got lit. He definitely got that bag.
I want to say he's getting 20-something million dollars a year.
Oh, then he got a long term?
$25 million a year or something.
It's a long term contract?
$25 million for, I want to say that if I remember the contract right, it's a 4-year deal.
Oh.
I think.
4 years in. I mean, but Tyreek Hill's still young. You know what I'm saying? He could always come back eventually. Just hope that he's still the same player. He's still in his prime.
He in his prime. So, you know, when you're in your prime, you got to take advantage of it. You're only in your prime one time.
Facts. Big facts.
You will never be as good as you are when you're in your prime.
But look, hey, but that's what makes Patrick Mahomes so special, because when Buddy left, he didn't cry and whine about it or made excuses. You know what I'm saying? Towards the end of the season, Kansas City future looked as shaky. You know what I'm saying? Patrick Mahomes just, you know what I'm saying, buckled his pants up, tied his shoelaces, and went in, you know what I'm saying? Look at him now, Super Bowl material, you feel me? And they damn near finna win.
Yeah, he probably gonna win the Super Bowl this year. I think so. Yeah. It says that Tyreek Hill is his average annual salary is $30 million.
Damn.
He was set to earn a base salary of $1.165 million, and a reconstructed bonus of $24 million, and a work bonus $100,000, and an incentive bonus of $250,000.
Damn.
So he struck for this contract when he got down there. That's really why he went. He left.
Yeah. Oh, what's it called? Definitely. I feel like, bro, Kansas City wasn't gonna pay him that much or do that much.
No, they knew they wasn't because it's not money to go around, but that's a lot to pay a wide receiver. Like that's a lot.
Yeah. What was his guarantee?
He's worth it. That's just what he makes in a year.
Yeah.
He get all of that in a year. I'm not 100% sure how much was guaranteed of that contract, but.
So look, let me ask you this question. Say if Kansas City was on the same shit the Lakers and LeBron was on, to where they wanted that they constantly building, switching, and trading for people to be great around them. If you was to build your dream team around Patrick Mahomes, who would you have? Like, what running backs, receivers, or who would you add to the Kansas City Chiefs to make them or to make sure that they secure a ring this year?
I was, to secure a ring this year or next year?
Of course it's too late, but you know what I'm saying? But like, if you were just in general to secure a ring in general, then who would you have on the Kansas City to go to build around Mahomes?
That's easy.
Would you have Odell Beckham?
Nope.
You snap. Nope. What's wrong with Odell Beckham? He's straight.
Then I have Devontae Adams. Okay. And I have Tyreek Hill.
Damn. And that's a guaranteed ring, you think?
Heck yeah. Man, them two are the best wide receivers in the league. The only ones that you can, like, throw up at the top, you got Jalen Waddle, he's good. You got your boy in Buffalo down there. You got your boy in Cincinnati. He's good. Jamar Chase. He's good. Like you got a ton of good wide receivers out there. Man. The top class. When you put them on Kansas City, bro, they would have a headache.
Like if you put them on,
they would have a headache. Look, I would say I would take give me your boy from LA. He won a triple crown last year. I'm gonna stop at words right now. You got Puka Nacua. He's gonna be a good wide receiver next year, but as of right now, he's just a rookie. So I really don't. I'm yet to see how he's going to be. But man, they got some talent out there, man. It's wide receiver.
What about running backs? What running backs would you build around Patrick Mahomes?
Would I put around Patrick Mahomes? Derrick Henry. You give me Derrick Henry. And you give me Jonathan Taylor. That's all you need. You give me Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor, Devontae Adams, and Tyreek Hill. Super Bowl, baby.
How many?
Guaranteed.
You think they'll go undefeated that year?
Yes. If they were healthy, yes. There was no defense that would be able to stop them.
Damn, that's what's up.
They could beat you in the air and they could beat you on the ground.
Hey, and low-key, if that was only a perfect world, man.
You hear me? And you still get to keep the tight end that they got? Come on, man. Travis Kelce? Smoke your boots, bro.
Facts.
You would be so much worried about Devontae Adams. You would be so much worried about Tyreek Hill beating you down the field that you would leave. You have to leave somebody open. You know what I'm saying? And man, it would just be a mess. Like, you wouldn't know if they were going on the ground with Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor. Like, it would just be a mess. It didn't matter how good they defense, how terrible their defense played. They would probably win every game as long as they was healthy.
Damn, hey, that sounds like a dope lineup for real.
Yeah, I mean, he don't need it. This team, I never thought that they was getting this far because, bruh, all throughout the season, the players that he had, the wide receivers that he had kept dropping the ball. They have some of the most dropped balls of any team this year.
Damn,
but
that's
they
crazy.
Still made it. So I'm saying he did something right.
Yeah, so look, hey, let me ask you this. With Kelce, you think Kelce a future Hall of Famer?
Yes. Right now.
Damn, that's what's so true. Hey, you think, what's it called him?
He's
one of the greats. He's one of the greatest tight ends. Like top five type shit or no?
No, not top five yet.
Oh.
It's some good Hall of Famers. But no, not top five yet. He might arguably top 10, but not top five.
So look, hey, let me ask you this too then. If you was to, in your opinion, top five quarterbacks, where do you got Mahomes?
One.
Of quarterbacks?
Yes.
You got him above Brady already?
Oh, I thought you meant in the league right now.
No,
you
I'm talking about of all time.
In history yeah. Of all time. My bad. Brady.
Like, where you got Mahomes at?
Right now,
is he top five already, or?
Yeah, I got him in number two spot right now.
Oh, true, true,
because
true.
When I'm watching his greatness, it's easy to forget about the other quarterback's greatness that's been before him. And don't get me wrong, no shot to any other great quarterbacks before him, you know, the Brett Favre's and the Dan Marino's and all of these other quarterbacks who've been great for so long, the Troy Aikman's and the, you know, there's so many Hall of Famers that was great and they did their thing, but it's and the magic that Mahomes has right now and the things he is doing right now, I'm forgetting about all of their great, all the greatness that they have, because I'm looking at something I've never seen before. Like, those quarterbacks had that it factor back then, but right now, what Mahomes is doing is like, dang, I ain't never seen that. No, he ain't about to make that pass. He ain't about, you know, like, so if he's really, it's just the magic he has, it's just the game is just flowing. It's evolving, that's what it is. It's evolving in front of our eyes. And dude, I'm just blinded by what he's doing right now, so I got to put him above it, all of it. At number two.
Oh, yeah, so look.
But I'm not blinded enough to put him above Tom Brady.
So look, hey, look, let me ask you this. In your opinion, you know what I'm saying? This is D. Will Special's opinion. You feel me? Is he better than the Peyton brothers?
Yes. Yes. If I'm building a team and I can take Peyton Manning in his prime, I'm picking Patrick Mahomes in his prime. Yes. His brother, to me, he's good. Don't get me wrong, but he wasn't no Peyton.
Oh, yeah. You talking about Eli? You see their nephew?
Yeah, his nephew. He's going to Texas right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, he only getting the buzz because of who his family is.
Well, he don't really have a lot of buzz.
No, I'm talking about if any buzz he has, it's only because of who his family is.
Right. He's not as... Well, I want to say he was redshirted, but then I seen him play, come off the bench.
Yeah, he right.
One time when the dude was injured. The quarterback that they had, just, I want to say Ewers is his last name. Yeah, Ewers. And Ewers was good, bro. He was real good. But he just transferred. He's going somewhere else. And they still not going to start the main name. Little Manny.
So let me ask you this. With this draft coming up and all the great people that's coming out of the college and going and making their transition to the professional, you got Caleb Williams up there. You think he got what it takes to take it where Mahomes went?
Of course I do. I think he has it, but I ain't going to say, like, there's only one Patrick Mahomes. There's only one, you know, Jalen Hurts. There's only one Lamar Jackson, but he has the potential to be one like them. Yes, he can grow to his own and be talked about like the greats. Yes,
that's dope. That's dope. You feel me? Hey, definitely honored to have you on the show once again, man. Hey, let's continue to make the history we've been making. You know what I'm saying? Top podcast on the charts, literally. You feel me?
Best show on earth, baby.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. There you have another dope episode. Salute to Patrick Mahomes, the great, the GOAT.
Yes, yes, yes. You know what I'm saying? Before this is over, I want to say to all y'all listeners, if y'all athletes out there, look up to these players and try to be better than them.
That's big facts. You heard it from D. Will the Great himself. You feel me? Yeah, there you have it. Let's get it.
Let's get it.